be gross, that's the name of the show. Need dating advice? This is the place to go. Relationships are hard, but do not fear.
Take some advice
from a couple of queers.
Just take some advice from a couple of queers.
Gross.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
Sup?
Hey there.
How are you?
Hi.
What that thing do?
Bonjour.
Hola.
Guten Tag.
I'm Cade King.
And I'm Andrew Valenzuela.
And welcome to Don't
Be
Gross.
Ooh, disgusting.
So gross already, right off the bat.
Get used to it.
This is a dating and relationship advice podcast given by a couple of gay men.
Who are a couple.
For all you listeners out there, we also film all of our episodes, so be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Don't Be Gross, so you can
see us and hear us at the same time.
At the same time. That's right, Andrew.
Wow.
Let's get started.
Why don't we?
Today's episode is all about meetings.
First interactions.
First encounters.
Whether it be on an app.
In real life, where is the most common place to meet your significant other, audience?
Let us know. Work.
That's right. Work.
Work.
Work. That's where Andrew and I met, actually.
Yes, indeed. I was working.
And I was a guest at his place of work.
Very unspecific. It happened to all very movie-esque. Slow motion, he appeared and we locked eyes and
the heavens were singing.
The heavens were singing. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like
both our heads. Inside of our heads.
And like I was feeling all the butterfly feelings down under.
So we casually talked, we had a nice little interaction. I was like, oh,
initiated.
I work here too. I initiated the conversation because that's just what I do.
And that's not what I do. I do not. I give the flirtatious, like, ooh, yes, I'm into you.
The looks.
Vibes. The please talk to me vibes, because I can't.
Right.
And he did.
Yeah, so we talked. It was super cute. And then I was on my way, because I was really, I was having a on again, off again moment with my ex. Which
is go through it.
The second time we met, I was, in fact, with my ex, but
I didn't know that.
I still said, hey.
He did.
Anyway.
So I was very confused. I was like, so
smile.
Is
it's available on Apple Music.
Oh my God. Yes, our life story is on Apple Music.
So we're not only going to talk about it right now, but you can also hear it on my shameless plug that I'm about to do for Sinister, my EP that's now out. And you can hear all about our love story in song.
He's a singer.
Don't make me sing.
Please do it.
Don't make me sing. No, but you can hear it. It's called yeah. Smile. It's super
it's really
cute.
Great.
And
I
that's
do say so myself.
Pretty much what we're currently talking about right now. So yeah, I said hey anyway, and we were on our way. It was great. And Andrew thought it was my boyfriend.
Yes, I did. I was not aware. So I was like, cool.
But then third time's the charm.
Third time is really the charm. A lot of things happen for me in threes.
Comedy.
There you go.
That's it.
But we're just so funny. But anyway, we were both working an event, different event, and we were both off around the same time.
And we met, and
yeah.
We hugged, we embraced.
The heavens opened up again with the singing.
Ah!
There it is again, like it was yesterday.
And I got his Instagram. That is the 21st
yes.
century
what
phone
are numbers?
Number.
What are numbers?
It's really to make sure the person's not crazy. Spoiler,
and
I
like,
am.
Are they as attractive as they are?
Right. See, it's
person.
Like a nice little photo catalog.
Like, do they photograph well?
Right. It's very important. We do photograph well. Thanks for noticing.
We pose in front of the camera for those that are listening.
All right. Anyways. Moving right along. So then we were texting, it was super cute, or I should say DMing, as the kids
yes.
say.
Slid into his DMs.
Yeah. I slid into your DMs.
Yes, yes.
Correct.
And
we set up a
yes,
date.
We set up a first date. We were very excited. It was very much like, oh, what should we do? Where do you want to go? He's like, I live here. Cool. Let's see where we're going to go. And it did not happen.
It did not happen. I'll tell you why. It was my fault. I was not, I was not over my ex, and by not over my ex, I was still talking to my ex, but we were kind of off. It was a very confusing time in my life.
I'll go through it.
And then I got over my ex a couple weeks later. But luckily, it worked out for Andrew too, timing-wise.
Yes, because right around there, I was in the midst of rehearsing for a show and had to commute, like, at least 45 minutes every day, plus work, and it was just a lot. So it kind of worked out, as things tend to do, so I think it was for the best. But literally, the day after the performance has ended, I get a message from this one right over here, saying, hey, and I was like, what's happening?
And I was like, you know, it might be too soon or feel like it is, but I feel like I'm in a lot better place. Like, let's go for that date. And because it was coming into the new decade, 2020, hashtag 2020. You wanted the 20s, you got the 20s. We are in a pandemic. We have a virus flying around. It's we have the stock market plummeting. We are drinking all the time because what else do you do when you're locked inside? But anyways, enough about that. Back to us.
Back to the good stuff.
We went out. It was January 7th.
Monday.
2020.
It was 2019.
Oh, 2019. Sorry. It's a pandemic. We're in a pandemic.
Anywho.
It was fantastic. You get those, like, jitters. Yeah, those, like, first day jitters. He got there first because I'm never on time. Gun to my head. I'd be shot. I'd be shot dead. He's very punctual.
I really do try to be punctual.
I do try and be punctual as well, but I was definitely late. Yeah. So it's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine. You know, leave them wanting more as they wait for me. I don't know.
Unveil the mystery. Prolong the mystery.
And so it was very cute. It was very awkward. Initially, it was like, hey, because, like, we, hey. Because
we hugged, though.
We hugged. It was super cute. Because
we already had gotten that out of the way.
Yeah. And so we just had the best time. We went to our place of work.
Because
we're
not?
Psychos.
It's free.
It's free.
Whatever.
And so we had a blast, though. We gallivanted around.
We talked, and we actually connected a lot, which is very important for first dates.
Very important. Because you want to, like, connect. You want to have those sparks. I feel like, for me, I don't know about you, but I feel like, within, like, seconds. That's what I felt when I first met you. Within seconds, I was like, oh, there's something.
No, yeah, for sure. Me too. For sure, me too. Like, when I meet someone, if there's nothing there, I'm like,
all right, have a good
thank
day.
Thank you, next, ma'am. But, yeah, like, there was something there from the initial interaction. And then when we're talking, like,
and then our first date, we definitely had that same, those same jitters, that same kind of nervous energy. And our place of work, we were kind of stuck there. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to sneak out the bathroom. Like, if our date didn't go well, it could have been just the worst.
Real awkward.
Real bad. And we spent the whole day and night together. It was probably the longest first date.
No, yeah, that was,
I've ever been on Guinness Book.
The Guinness Book of World Records, first date. And also during our first date, we had our first kiss.
It was very cute. And again, really awkward, very shy and nervous energy.
Which is
off
very,
brand for me.
It's very on brand for me.
But it's fine. Do you ever feel like, oh, like, I wish I could go back and, like,
no, kinda, I really do. Like, I feel like if me now was back there, it would have gone a lot different. I still wouldn't have initiated, but, like, I would have initiated more.
I would have initiated a lot more. I think just, like, a lot more fire and passion. I don't know. I definitely feed off people's energy. So I was feeling nervous because you were feeling nervous. And I was like, oh, he's nervous. I don't know if I should kiss him. I was like, oh, it's like that 90-10. I was like, oh. And we did it.
And it happened. Mwah. Did it just now. And it, and it was very glorious that heavens opened up one more time. Wow. The angelic singing just comes from above.
Keeps coming.
But yeah, it was very cute, very very on brand for our entire relationship.
And as now they say, the rest
is herstory.
Is herstory. I just feel like initially, however you first interact with someone, I feel like in today's day and age, we are so accustomed to online dating, and I feel like it can be very convoluted and very misleading. Where
you can't, you know, hear emphasis or, like, how they're actually saying it.
You can't hear anything, and it feels just very, I feel like, superficial. Like, it's very surface level when it comes to modern dating, mm-hmm. where our first interaction, we were very lucky and fortunate where we actually met IRL. Like
the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous that it's old-fashioned.
I know. And I really feel like that helped to solidify some kind of connection and already off the bat intimacy, where I feel like it's so easy to like talk to people and hide behind your phone and communicate that way. So I definitely feel like in today's society, we are so accustomed to that kind of surface level interaction off the bat with someone else.
And there's nothing really wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way society works now.
Yeah, it's the way that it's kind of morphed and turned into this weird convoluted thing that you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And some people are just kind of gross about it.
And I definitely feel like the thing is when you're going on dating apps, the best thing to do is really know what you're looking for. I feel like a lot of the times,
and be upfront with it.
You know, a lot of the times, not to like, oh, say this sex is looking for certain things, and who are we? We're a couple of gay men. So I'm not gonna say like, oh, women want this, men want this. But general, from experience, living vicariously through the straights. Ugh, we love the straights.
We
live for the straights.
Just wow.
I would say, you know, girls more. Essentially, they're looking for relationships, dating, to really get to know someone, possibly, like, settle down, like, down the road. And guys are like, hey, like,
let's do it.
Let's, yeah, like,
show me your
yeah.
send me nudes.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh, don't be gross.
We said
guys,
it.
We said it. We said the title.
We said it! Anyway.
So, just like, you know, at the end of the day, life's really scary, and it's especially really scary right now. Mm-hmm. So just, like, have fun. Don't take things too seriously. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff.
Small stuff. There you go. Yep.
And, you know, there's really no right or wrong way to say, hey. Put that on a shirt.
Put it on.
Anyways, hope you enjoyed Our very first episode. The premiere. Wow, we live for that.
Thank you for joining us on our first date.
Yeah. And a special shout out to Una Jensen for doing the music.
Yes,
for amazing. Composing.
Such great work.
For producing.
You sound so good. Don't be gross, ASMR. Don't be gross, ASMR.
Anyways, sorry, as always, don't
be
gross. Let's try it again.
Okay.
It's our first time, we're nervous. Ooh, first dates. As always, don't
be gross.
Ooh, the worst.
Disgusting. Gross.